like you're gonna share this. But I'm not. I'm a glutton. I might as well roll up to the drive-thru and act like I'm Shaggy. Like Scooby-Doo, I would like to get myself 4 McDoubles, man. Woo! Oh, man. Happy? Am I? What is this? Feeling. That's right, guys. It's called feelings. Get in the way. Get in the way. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Full Circus. My name is Tristan Sartoris. Well, it's still Full Circus, but you know what? I'm happy to be here with you guys today, and I'm feeling awesome, okay? I'm feeling smart, I'm feeling funny, I'm feeling handsome, okay? And those things are separate, because otherwise you'd be feeling funny looking, but I'm not. I'm feeling great, dude, I'm feeling so good. You know what, man? I'm just excited to be back here with you guys, as always, but I've just, you know, a big problem I have with this podcast, not with the podcast in general, but myself when I'm performing on the podcast, is I get so organizational dictionary check. I get so like caught up in trying to make sure everything is structured and be like, oh, this story has to have this and then to this beat and to this beat. When I have stuff, obviously there's a lot of tangents and I go run my train off the rails all the time. But when I have things like topics and stuff I want to talk about, I get so caught up in wanting to make sure that it's like, oh, you got to finish this piece before I go into that. And if I'm going to talk about that, it'd be better if I talk about this part first. And I don't like that, okay? Like, that's just not who I am. I'm not a professional organizer, right? Like, one of those people who just come into your house like, hey, we'll redo your whole pantry for you. And you're like, I don't want it. I thought I wanted it, but I don't, okay? I like the way it was before. Was it messy? Sure, but it was my mess. And I knew where everything went. And, you know, you can't see, but that's just my own little Picasso closet, okay? Sure, it's unorthodox, but it's my way, okay? It's just my way. I don't want to try and fit somewhere I don't belong. Don't try and put me in a box, all right? That's called kidnapping. So I'm not trying to fit anywhere I don't. So I'm trying to feel more free and just go bananas lately, okay? I'm just trying to feel like myself and emulate that. Like, what is this pod? It's called Full Circus. What is that called? Full Businessman? Am I trying to do a PowerPoint for you? A lecture? A presentation? What am I pitching you? Nothing but insanity and fun, and I'm happy to give you some of that today, guys. So yeah, I'm feeling good getting back into the routine. If my hair looks like, look, I know it probably looks like I haven't showered in a while. It's because I haven't. And, you know, that's just part of the process. I did think about it, all right? I want you to know that. And isn't it the thought that counts? I thought about showering. I thought about bathing, but I didn't. But it crossed my mind, and that's half the battle. So anyways, man. Yeah, nothing new is really going on lately for me. It's been a lot of, last episode I talked about trying to get into a routine. Like, I had fallen, I'm very routine-based. I, as much as I just said I don't like organization, I do like structure with my good habits. Like, I like to eat a lot of the same things every day, wake up at the same time, and have my work. Like, I need to be in some sort of routine. Otherwise, I feel like I'm out of balance. Conversationally-wise, I like to be just out of balance. But I felt like I was eating wrong, and I wasn't working out, and I wasn't sleeping right, and I wasn't doing all the things I want. It was less about scheduling, more about that I just wasn't doing any of it. And I think I like routines. I think I just like knowing that I think it's just assurance that I'm going to do it. I don't know, man. That's for me to dissect later on, but yeah, I've been eating a lot better. Okay. Feeling a little trim, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, feeling good, eating right. I've been working out. That's always fun. When you take a while off of working out, that does suck, though, because you get a whole new wave of soreness. You're like, I'm hit by a bus every day, and I keep stepping out into traffic. Like, this is going to pay off eventually. It's a new process. It's not. It's an old new process, one that you just got to persevere through. And I'm happy to do it, man. I'm happy to be back in routine. Good habits are hard to come by, and they're hard to force. But we're doing it. We're doing it, guys, and we're feeling great about it. Yeah, just regular work. I've been doing some voiceover gigs. I recently partnered up with a YouTube channel. So they're having me narrate all their stories and Reddit stories, kind of just, you know, it's kind of like audiobook-esque. It's very it could be creepy or fun or, you know, whatever. Like, hey, this is what happened. I wrote this, you know, whatever. I got a nice voice and they like it. The point is, it's fun because I'm reading these interesting stories and then I'm like, well, that was an interesting story. Oh, wait, I get paid for that? Because I talk out loud and I read books out when I do read. I read books out loud anyways. So it's weird when you just like, okay, well, the end, you know, like I'll read a news article and I'm like, well, that was a very, I mean, I don't read the news, but if I was to read a news article, I'll read something about like the new Chuck E. Cheese update, but I'll read something out loud and then I get paid for it. Like voice, it's such a crazy experience. So that's been good. But as far as like life events or, you know, new changes as per take some, what, I don't know what I'm saying. As far as those are concerned, nothing really to go on, man. But I feel like I'm clicking. Like I got the wheels back on the track and we're riding. Except for the hygiene. Again, you know, I would like to be bathing more. I would, I'm doing great otherwise. Like I do shower. I feel like the biggest issue is really just like the skincare routine. And that was a new thing for me anyway. Like the whole cleansing and the, like that's outside of my wheelhouse, and I wasn't in a great routine to begin with, but that's just another one of those boxes I want to check. But I am doing great, brushing teeth and all. Okay, like I am hygienic, right? I smell good, I think, but good thing you can't tell because I don't fact check me. But yeah, brushing my teeth, especially after the last time I went to the dentist, they gave me 4 packs of floss. Talk about getting a hint. Of mint. They freaking, like, who does that? Who dumps a truckload? Like, you're probably gonna need all this, huh? You getting what we're putting down? Freaking, I mean, they also told me, they said, you need the floss more. And I said, okay, I got it. And they said, how about now? And they started throwing them at me. So it feels good, man. It feels good to be back in routine. And that's really it, man. That's the whole week. So thanks, guys, for tuning in. No, I'm kidding. But I'm happy to update you. That's where my life has been at the moment. Yeah, it does feel good. There's something weird about, like, it's crazy how fast you feel crappy from eating bad. You know what I mean? Like, it's, especially someone who's, like, I've been fat my whole life. That's who I am. That's my personality. I like to eat food. That hair that's falling in front of my face is annoying me. I should have showered. But anyways, yeah, I love to eat food, and I have used to been overindulging, you know, my entire life until I've just recently gotten in shape. So it's weird to go back into that, and you're like, I feel awful now. Like, I feel, it's, I don't know, like, kind of how I feel right now. Like, I got a lot of energy. I feel great. I feel upbeat. I feel happy. Smile! Visual aid. But, you know, going back to that, you're like, I don't know how I was doing this before, you know? It's like, if when you start waking up at a good time and you have a good schedule and all of a sudden you sleep till noon, you're like, I'm a piece of crap. That's how I did feel recently. But yeah, it's weird how much food just food will really take its toll. You're like grease and fat. And I love pizza and burgers and stuff that's no good for you. But it's so weird that you feel so happy during it. And afterwards you feel like crap. Otherwise, or versus eating something that's great, you're like, this sucks. But then the rest of the day, you feel awesome. So I don't know. It's all about balance, right? It's all about the yin and the yang of calories and trans fat. I don't even know what any of that is. But yeah, it's been good. I you know, no more McDonald's for me. I will say, man, part of my big wake-up call and to be like, hey, I need to be eating better was, obviously, I went to Wendy's and I got 3 biggie bags. And then immediately after that, I went to McDonald's. And I ordered 4 McDoubles. Now, you know when you order a certain amount of food that, you know, it's a little bit much, but you're like, it's fine. It's just, it's my day. And then you go up to the drive-thru to get it, and they do one of these. Like, they're looking for more people to be in the car. There's a little bit of a, are you eating all that? 3 biggie bags? 4 McDoubles? Are you sure? And, you know, you almost have to start pretending like there's more people. Like, yeah, yeah, no, sure, for sure, yeah. Like, I'm on the phone at the drive-thru. So, yeah, what do you want? You want, oh, really? Okay, yeah, 2 biggie bags. Well, I'm only going to need the one. Okay, yeah, so I guess we need 3. Like, I need to start, well, not anymore because I'm eating better. But, you know, you got to pretend like you're going to share this. But I'm not. I'm a glutton. But there's this weird, awkward moment where they have to look at me like I'm a piece of crap. And I go, yeah, All me, dude. You know, I might as well roll up to the drive-thru and act like I'm Shaggy. Like, that's how they look at me. Like, whoo-hoo-hoo. Like Scooby-Doo, I would like to get myself 4 McDoubles, man. Right, and because my McDoubles are the best. And, you know, hopefully they don't look down on me too much, but there's just a weird, it's sad, man. It is, it is. But hopefully we don't have to experience that anymore. I don't know how to, I'm going to have a cheat day eventually. I'm going to go back there. And I'm going to overindulge. That's just the way life is. As good as I feel, I will, you know, try it again. Because, again, I like food. But I don't know how to get around the shameful eyes. The way people look at you when you take down 3 Biggie bags. It's a weird, you know, there's other people that are struggling. And I go, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Like, this is just, this is my day. And I, you know, I don't want to feel even worse about it. But you know what? Again, when you're eating it, things are great. So you kind of want to make that experience as long as possible. You know what I mean? So I, like I said, when you're eating, you feel great. And when you're not, you feel bad. Like when you're eating bad food. So I kind of just, when I'm having a cheat day, I don't ever want to have a moment where I'm not eating. And it really sucks when you get full and you're like, oh no, the guilt, the shame is coming. Keep him at bay. Keep it at bay. And it's hard, man. It's definitely tough. But yeah, that's how life has been. I'm feeling great, though. Not a lot of bad looks are coming my way at the moment, outside of the whole not showering thing. But I'm, yeah, obviously feeling very hydrated. Dude, and so hydrated at that, man. Look, this is going to sound gross, but I promise it's cool. My pee is translucent, okay? It's a ghost, okay? There's might as well be ghost piss. Just, who did that? I don't know. There's not a hint of yellow. When I pee into a toilet bowl, you can't even tell that it happened. It's just, whoa, just mad. People say, hey, don't eat the yellow snow. You would never know I was there, man. I'm so hydrated. It's just, whoosh. And it's great. But I will say that, like, you pee so often, drinking over a gallon of water a day. I was driving earlier. I drove about 20 minutes out, and I'm kind of near a university, but there's like fields and stuff, and I have to go to the bathroom so bad at this moment. I'm like, okay, 20 minutes to get back home. I could have stopped somewhere, but again, it's like a university. There's not like restaurants nearby, and I can't just pull over to the side of the road. Like, there's no shrubbery. There's no foliage. Like, it's fields. I got to like do a quarter mile sprint just to get to the tree line. So I'm like, I'm going to keep going. So I keep going forward, and there's some gas stations, but I'm also psyching myself out, thinking, what if I go in there and I take the effort? Like, I have to pee so bad that if I get out of the car, that's it. I'm going to the bathroom. And you know that some of those gas stations don't have bathrooms in them. So I was like, I can't take the, I'm only going to go all the way back to a McDonald's, a place that I just said I've been frequently. I go all the way there. And it's 20 minutes, and I have to pee so bad. By the time I hit the U-turn, it says, you got 20 minutes to get back to home. I can't tell you how bad I felt. And I don't know why I kept going. Like, it's some sort of Navy SEALs training. Like, I'm going to strengthen. I'm going to power up, man. This is going to be good for me. It wasn't, dude. I was tensed up. You ever been sweating so much? Like, from not going to the bath, sweating from having to pee? That's the kind of effort that was going into just focusing straight. And, you know, definitely creates a little bit of road rage, I can see. But again, you know, you can't, like, you want to get mad, but you can't, because any amount of emotion, you're like, oh, there it goes. I'm pissed out. So I just kept driving and driving. And, you know, I might as well have been sweating urine. I have no idea. But I didn't think I was going to make it. I thought for real, there was a blink of time. And before I got back to an area where I knew there was going to be bathrooms, I had a chance to go at these gas stations and try it. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to make the push. And that's like 8 minutes out. And then there's a long stretch of nothing, but it's all busy roads. And I didn't know. I didn't have a chance, okay? It's hard for me to explain the architecture and the agriculture of the area, but just know I didn't have anywhere to go to the bathroom at this point in time, except for I had a significant amount of driving to do before I had the chance. And it was one of the hardest things I had ever gone through, and to the point where I was genuinely thinking, I'm probably not going to make it. I feel it coming. So what is my best situation? I have no bottles. My car's freshly cleaned out. I was thinking, I've never actually had the thought, what if I piss my pants right now? And I was thinking about how I'm supposed to walk into a store and buy new pants, or how I'm supposed to face anybody and go, yeah, it happened. What? You didn't stop anywhere? That was your best solution? I was thinking, well, maybe if I just, like, again, I would no rational thoughts because I had to pee so bad. But I was like, what if I just pee in the car? And I'm thinking, how long would it take to get that smell out? What are the stains going to be like? Like, how much damage is it going to be? Because this is becoming a very real possibility. And you have to think about these things. I'm making contingency plans for things, obviously, I don't want to happen. I don't plan on making happen. I've never dreamed of it. I think it's gross and disgusting. But when you're staring down the bottle of more water that's going to make you pee even more, you got to start considering the outcomes that you might not make it. Long story short, though, I did make it. I made it to the bathroom, and I've never blasted like a fire hose so hard. If I would have missed the freaking urinal, I swear I would have been ripping tile off the wall. Again, I know it sounds gross, but I promise it's cool. I actually timed it, dude. It was a minute. It was a minute and 32 seconds. The longest, dude. You know how much water you got to have in you to pee for a minute and 32 seconds straight? Not even a slow drizzle either. I'm talking full on downpour. And I could fill up my car with gas faster than that. Not with urine. I mean, with gasoline, whatever. But unless we figure that out. But, that's a lot to be going out. And I'm not saying that to brag, unless you think that's impressive. But I'm saying that more to say that I've been back in the swing of things and I'm drinking a lot of water. But be warned, if you do that, there's a lot to come with that. So, yeah, guys, I appreciate you being here. We're not ending it. I'm just saying thank you again. I love you. And you guys always, I know you don't come here for the poop and the pee and the pee and the poop stories, unless you do. And in that case, you're just as gross as I am. But don't. And I hope you guys are doing well. I always wonder what people are up to when listening to the podcast or watching, because I know a lot of people watch it on YouTube. Not a lot. I'm going to say a lot, but a frequent amount. But also the audio listeners just keep going up. So I don't know. Maybe there's more audio listeners. So audio, if you guys don't know, there is visual aids. Ha, look, I'm smiling, but you guys won't know that unless you click and watch it. But yeah, I always wonder because I love to watch video podcasts. I don't know what it is about watching the person talk, and it's a podcast. It's an audio format. Like, it's just about the sound of my voice. But there are certain times where you're listening and you just want to be doing something, whether it's washing the dishes or driving or running the treadmill. And for me, dude, I always listen. And this is, again, because I like to watch. It's a problem because I like to do podcasts while I'm sleeping. And that's mostly because my brain, I have such a hard time falling asleep. My brain is kind of like a walkie-talkie. Like, only I need to either be making sound or sound needs to be coming in. You know what I mean? Like, only one direction can be happening in time. You know when you're talking to someone, it's like, yeah, so anyways, and you press the button. He's not talking anymore. He might be walking, but he ain't talking. And that's how I feel. Like, if I plug stuff in, then I go, brain, you're done. We're listening. We're tuned in. But the problem with that is that I'm like, oh, I wonder what it looks like. And I got to check it out. And like, oh, he's still sitting there. The microphone's there, still talking. I don't know what I was expecting. Like, they're going to bring in, a marching band or, an elephant. I don't know. And we're not going to do that here on the podcast. So if you're listening right now and you're trying to fall asleep and you're thinking, I wonder if I should click on the visual aid, you don't gotta. It's fun for sure. Hey, how you doing? But you don't gotta. So keep trying to fall asleep, Tristan, because I know you're probably listening to this. But anyways, yeah, I always do wonder what people are doing when they're listening or watching. Because if you're doing the treadmill, it's really hard to laugh and run at the same time. I've been trying to do that because I'm training for a marathon, like a obstacle race kind of thing. It's 13, 14 miles or something. Lots of obstacles. My cardio isn't that great at the moment. I'm working on it, okay, for sure. Strength, okay? Like, I'm back in the swing of things, okay? Can I do 25 pull-ups? For sure. 70 pounds as well? for reps, maybe 6 or 7, for sure. Can I do muscle-ups? Of course, I'm getting it, yeah! But can I run more than a mile at a 6-minute pace? Nope, not me. I try every day. I sprint and I make it about 4 feet and I go, well, at least I can do a pull-up. But it isn't very effective in a race unless I, you know, I'm right next to a guy who's running really fast. I say, put your arm out, and I just hang and I'm like, dude, I'll do pull-ups and you just take us to the finish line. But I don't think that's ever happened. And if it does, if somebody's interested in doing that, let me know, because we can make history. So anyways, yeah, that's pretty much what life has been like for me, just getting back in the swing of things. We're getting healthy. We're going to the bathroom a lot and no longer eating as many McDoubles as we would like. But that's okay. That's life. Sometimes you don't get 4 McDoubles. You only get 3. And that still sounds like more than you need, but it's progress, okay? Don't worry about trying to change your life overnight. You could do it in the morning. So anyways, what's going on in the news, dude? I recently saw that on April 8th, there is going to be a solar eclipse. And this isn't news. Like, you guys need to put this in your calendar and go, oh, no, I'm freaking... I'm not one of those people who really cares when they're like, the new blood moon or the full moon or the stars or constellations. I don't really care. I've tried, dude. They're like, super moon out right now. And it's always freaking cloudy in Ohio anyways. And like, it's black. It's dark. And also, you know, I've just never felt like it was a revolutionary, just a special experience. Like, what the frick? The moon? What are you doing up there? He's always up there. I feel like you have to be fascinated with it every night to be fascinated with it. Like, don't just hop in. Don't bandwagon, okay? The cosmos. Be a part of it or don't. But anyways, the reason I was bringing that up is that I saw, and I thought it was funny, it's going to be the most visible solar eclipse in over 100 years. And everyone's like, we can't miss it. This is fun. We got to put it in your calendar. And what I read that was, doesn't the solar eclipse, like, do... awful, like, can't it, like, blind you and do, like, very permanent damage to your eyes, to so much that they have to have these specific glasses that everyone that's always selling out during this time, we got to look at this thing, dude. Can it do, like, insane damage? So when I read that, I was the most visible in 100 years. I read as the most dangerous solar eclipse we've ever had in over 100 years. And to the point where, you know, I don't want to go and see it, but what if I accidentally do? This thing's just going to, and I don't know how it becomes more visible. It's Ohio, it's going to be cloudy regardless. I don't know what's going to happen. But the most visible thing, I feel like the solar eclipse, when it has been out, it's been pretty freaking clear. I don't know how it can be more visual. Like, don't, maybe say bigger. I don't know what the word is, but more, like, the most visible in 100 years. It's just a weird thing. Isn't it going to be in the sky? Is it going to come down? Is it going to get closer? Isn't it still going to be exactly where we expect it to be? I don't know. I've also never seen a solar eclipse. I've never even seen a photo of one and gone, man, if only this was a little bit more visible. This wasn't like the one 96 years ago. That one was visible. But so maybe you should put it in your calendar. I'm saying this more as a warning, one that I thought it was funny, but two, as a warning that there will be the most visibly dangerous solar eclipse. And if you don't have the eye protection to go outside, don't, because the freaking cover up, it's looking to harm. It's looking to hurt. So that's what's happening in the world. That's news. That's my kind of news. Other news, dude, I've been seeing there's a lot of conspiracy theories online, always. I mean, they all, you know, they are, but some of them are right, some of them are wrong. Who's to say, really? But I've been seeing a lot of theories that people are always talking about aliens lately. Here comes the aliens are coming, Look, I'm an open-minded skeptic, okay? You know, like, if you show me some evidence, I'm like, that's pretty good. I still don't believe it, but hey, we're getting close. Obviously, nothing is compelling. There's no good evidence. And the further along we get into the digital age and the technical age of being able to create and do CGI and holograms and all that crap, the more and more skepticism has to come. So my open-mindedness is shrinking. My skepticism is growing. Do something about that, extraterrestrials. Okay, you're just going to be out there and watching people just get better at faking your existence? Are you really going to make something happen? You're not, because you're not real, and I'm sorry about it. But unless there's some good evidence, then I'll believe it, but I don't. But I always find it fascinating, one, that the people who believe in aliens are, you know, a lot of them are like, God can't be real. There's no higher power because he just doesn't exist. But then the same people are like, there's got to be some weird people that are abducting cows. And what I find funny about it is, obviously, you know, believe whatever you want to believe. But it's funny to, I think it was Bill Nye, but they're always talking about how big space and the galaxies are. And they go, I believe there's extraterrestrial life. Yeah, I believe there's intelligent life forms out there. And they go, do you have any proof? And they go, no, but the odds alone would have to say that there's more. And I just don't, like, that's, you know, probably one of the weakest arguments I've ever heard. Like, nothing? Odds? Based on what? The chance of us one, and then you look elsewhere and there's not? Dude, that's like saying, yeah, I exist. Me, Tristan Sartoris. So surely there must be another Tristan Sartoris on this planet. Because the odds are, sample size of one, there has to be more. I feel like you have to at least encounter, like, having one thing is not a pattern. There has to be something to start, you know, increase odds. It can't just be the one time. I don't go off odds, dude. I've been a Browns fan my entire life. And they go, well, odds are the Browns have to win sometime. Hey, they haven't. They don't, and they won't, okay? So that's, until the Browns win the Super Bowl, I can't really get on the whole alien, you know, game. But I know they call it, it's like, they don't call them UFOs anymore. They call it, is it UAPs? Unidentified Aero, I don't know, something. Aero, like, they're trying to create new names. Be like, trust me, it's happening. And the government's like, trust me, it's real. We don't have anything. We don't have any evidence. But I swear. And I don't know. I want to be in on it, guys. Look, trust me, I want to be a part of it. All right? I'm not saying this as someone trying to put you down and be like, your stuff doesn't make sense. I'm saying, hey, let me in. Let me in, space warriors, okay? I want to be a part of it. But come to the table with something other than, I hope, odds are, sample size of one, that it's gotta be, but it ain't. So, I don't know, dude. I just don't. I want to be a part of it. But yeah, conspiracy theories, they're always interesting to watch. And one, that, I mean, they used to be, not that they used to be, I mean, they are. Conspiracy theories are scary. And there's a lot of things that are true. Sometimes they just don't want to believe. Or, you know, it's just like, you know, it's just, it can be really freaky. And it's easier to just be like, this is, you know, I'm going to live in the moment. I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to go to the bathroom next. I can't be worrying about the end of the world. But yeah, I used to worry about that all the time. Not conspiracy theory, or depending on who you ask. But like the end times in the Bible, dude, used to give me so much anxiety. And it does still. But like, I couldn't sleep for the longest time. Like, it's just, it's, you know, worrying about the future is so freaking frightening. And maybe all those conspiracy theories are real. Maybe the end's coming. Maybe the end of times are coming. And that's scary, man. And now I'm not going to be able to sleep. But, you know, like, a lot of stuff is just so freaking scary. I wanted to say that was that I used to be scared of the end times so much. And it was traumatic. I had so much anxiety every single day, just worrying, like, well, what's the point? How am I supposed to go? Because it's coming. And this is more of a brag about, dude, everything's a perspective. It's a mental shift. Because at some point, dude, I had the realization, and this was at like 12 years old, that I was like, if I'm so scared, like if I believe in this so deeply that it's giving me anxiety and I have fear and dread that it's coming, that means I believe it so much that it's also like the rest of it's real. You know what I mean? Like, it's a shift where the anxiety almost brought the comfort to me, where I went, I have so much anxiety about this that everything about it also has to be true, in that, you know, God is real and there's a loving, gracious Father and we're going to be taken care of. So why would this person let you suffer and do all that? So I created comfort out of my own anxiety. And then, dude, again, this is at 12 years old. And then I was like, well, you know what? Anxiety in other places were auditions. You know, you can use it in other areas. Let's say you have a lot of nerves and anxiety and dread about a callback or an audition. And you know, the fear of messing something up implies that you can mess it up to begin with. like saying that you have a shot at it. So that means that you do have some faith in yourself. The fact that you can even think, I hope I don't mess this up, means that you're like, I think if I don't mess it up, I've got it in the bag. It means you think and you believe that you're capable. Look at that, dude. The anxiety can bring peace and comfort and belief in yourself. Oh my gosh. How do I even come up with this, dude? I'm so smart. Listen, guys, knowledge cannot be taught or learned. It has to be, you know what? It fundamentally is knowledge is taught and learned. But yeah, dude, it's all, I was thinking about that because the conspiracy theories, and I was like, man, I'm just 12 years old, and maybe that was another thing, gift of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But yeah, that gave me so much anxiety back in the day, and you know, maybe the end times are coming. But also, again, like, if you believe in it so much that you're scared of it, then you also believe the good about it. Unless you just believe that the aliens are coming to freaking murder you, and then I don't know what the good is there, and then you go, oh, freaking hopefully like our movies. I don't know. I don't know what you'd be saying. But that's what I've been seeing lately, man. So I guess what I'm saying is create a mental shift in your mind, whatever it is. It's all about perspective, isn't it? Isn't it? I don't know who's to say. I'm just a guy wearing a shirt that hasn't showered, but I am going to shower and wear the same shirt tomorrow. But anyways, guys, I thank you so much for tuning into this podcast of Full Circus. I thank you so much for joining me, and I'm happy to just be like here. You know what I mean? I'm just happy to be doing it, doing the thing. I don't need to organize my thoughts. I like just, it'll flow, it'll be random, and sometimes you'll be like, oh, this was good, and I move on, and then I go back, I'm like, hey, here's a little nugget from that other story, and part of me wants it to be organized, and I should have put in, like it's a dinner, and you're like, oh, here's the bread course. I've never gone anywhere fancy, but you know, it's like a three course meal, and then first course is bread, and then you move on to the second course, and it's pasta. I'm Italian, and then on the third course, you're like, here's some more bread. You know, I don't need to be worried. You'd be like, oh, what's this bread doing here? I should have been here in the first course. I don't want it now. It's not part of the group. But I'm fine having a little bread, having some pasta, and then bring the bread back. Who cares? Bread's always good, man. Nuggets and bread. Bring that bread. The conversational crumbs are always reappealing. It's a new dictionary check. just to get back into it, enjoy it some more. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. This has been Full Circus. I will see ya in the next episode, unless, of course, that you are only listening because you're trying to fall asleep or running at a full sprint. In that case, you'll hear me in the next one. So, guys, thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful time. Peace. I'll see you.